Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is July the 6th, 2016. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 117 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm going to be speaking about the difference between specially, spelled with an E at the beginning of the word, and especially without an E. So basically, especially with an E means particularly or above all. For example, she loves flowers, especially roses. So that means that she loves flowers, but her favorite is roses. So her favorite flowers are roses. Another example is, I'm especially grateful to all my family and friends who supported me. So in this case, I'm specially grateful means I'm particularly grateful. I'm grateful above all to all my family and friends. So I'm grateful to a lot of people, but specially meaning particularly, with more intensity, to all my family and friends. And we use specially is a much more common word in the language, if you think about it. And the especially without E at the beginning is used to talk about the specific purpose of something. Like, for example, this kitchen was specially designed to make it easy for a disabled person to use. So in this case, specially designed means it was designed in a special way. So in this case, the word special doesn't have an E at the beginning. So specially in this case, meaning, the specific purpose of this kitchen, then in this case, we don't spell it with E. Another example here would be, he has his shirts made specially for him by a tailor in London. So specially here means that the shirts that he wears, they have to be different from, so there's a special purpose here. So it's not about intensity or, but it's a special purpose. Specially can also be used to mean for a particular purpose. So my suggestion, my recommendation here is that you always spell it with E, and only when you have special cases, you see, special here is spelled without E, then you will use specially without E, when it means in a special way. So an example, a final example here for specially meaning for a particular purpose, I bought these specially for you. So in this case, we could use both. We could spell it with or without E. So this is it for today. These are two confusing adverbs that people often misspell, especially when they mean specially with E, meaning above all or particularly, and they spell it without E. So that's my tip for those of you who have to write essays for different exams. So remember that, especially with an E at the beginning is much more common, and the meaning is wider, I would say, and most of the times you will want to use that one rather than especially without E at the beginning. I would like to remind you before I finish that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can add your email to the email list. You can subscribe via email. You can subscribe via iTunes. You can also subscribe via Stitcher Radio or any other podcatcher that you might be using. And anyway, you can send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you have any suggestions or comments. And I'll see you next time. Bye.